Hi, this is dictation for Ms. Frances Yancey, Frances Yancey. Date of birth is 1/24/81. Date of service 1/18/2022. Date of accident is 7/2/2021. To the transcription department, please find out if there is a dictation already reported on this patient. So I have a feeling I did it and I did not write the dictation number. So please check your records. If you find a copy already, then you can disregard this current dictation. This patient, Frances Yancey, is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an accident where she was in a head-on collision as a rear passenger on the left side in a car where airbags were deployed, and she injured her head along with symptoms of dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, ringing in the ear, and loss of concentration, and as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and across the lower back, as well as pain in the left knee, and with the radiation to the left leg and left arm involving all the fingers as burning and off and on and cold and burning, especially the thumb and the index finger. Currently, the patient is here for follow-up visit. She reports pain being 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she reports that her pain is in the neck is 10 and lower back is 10, and the left knee is around 9, and she has a moderate difficulty walking. She reports numbness and tingling of both the fingers and across the shoulders. There is a severe pain. Overall, the pain level is between 7 to 10, and 20% relief has been obtained by the patient. And with this procedure, physical therapy and all that, and patient did undergo the areas that affected are general activity mode, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life, 7, and the relationship with other people and sleep are 6. And the system review session reports that in neurology and psych, she's suffering from headaches and no dizziness, no vision disturbance or double vision. She's suffering from ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and loss of memory. And she denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any depression, panic, or PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient continues to have pain in the both wrist and hand, and both shoulders, left knee, as well as in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back pain, especially with neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, neck, lower back stiffness. In the GI, patient reports constipation, and no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool are reported. There is no in the GU, patient reports frequency of urination. However, there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In the respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level is the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss, and no other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Narco 7.5325 every 12 hours. Substance abuse, patient using marijuana here and there for relief of pain. Compliance history, patient reports that the patient is compliant to the pain medicine regimen, and physical examination results, blood pressure is 133/105, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 12/21/2021. Dictation number is 1223-025. The diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day, 1150 at night, Scalexin 800 three times a day, melatonin at night. In addition, patient will continue on Ditropan 10 mg long-acting ER for relief of the incontinence of the urine that she complains of. Narco 7.5325 retral hour for 30 days is provided, 60 tablets. The MRIs have been reviewed, and it is found that the patient had some surgery at C2, 3, and 4 level. However, there is a herniated disc at C 5-6 levels, which is new related to this current accident. Similarly, she has a new disc herniation at L5 and S1 that was not present before. In addition, patient also has a herniated disc at T3, 4, T4, 5, T5-6 and T6-7. In my opinion, she will benefit from local injections of cortisone, LESI, CESI, and also the TESI. The patient is also advised for a sacroiliac joint injection. She will continue her physical therapy for now, and she will be provided a disability in work and housework and transportation. Hopefully, she will come along well, and the physical therapy is 2 times per week. Eventually, it will be removed because she has already had 7-8 months of therapy. 6 months of therapy. So the patient will be seen in a few days' time for LESI. That appointment will be scheduled. Thank you.